All right. Welcome back, everybody. I hope you stretched your legs, got some fresh air, some fresh tea or coffee. A few, and I know that if a few is not sure of what to do, then there will be several, asked me exactly what do I submit for the project, for the small project. And so what I will do now is go through that. Whoops, that was not what I wanted to share. I wanted to share. Here. All right, so we go back and we go to the small project and we go to submission. So we would like you to submit solutions which consist of two files. One, which is your algorithm applied to the test data sets, and one, which is which variables were included for that. And then overall, a description which tells us what is going on up here. What did you try? What did you do? Don't make the description too long. You can see a description here for me, which is, you know, what I would consider standard length. And all of this, along with your code, you submit on Upsilon under the assignment. And then I've heard from some that the assignment submission sometimes gave troubles with zip files, or I specifically asked for no requirement on what type of file can be submitted. But, sometimes that doesn't always give a problem. And Sofus asks if there is a limit on the description file length. 350 words. I don't know what mine is. I could run it through there. But I think 350 words, you would have 20 words per line, which means it's a 15 line. No. I think you're towards the limit, but you should be okay, Sofus. I was okay, 115. Yeah, okay. Cool. And you're welcome to submit things as a zip file on Upsilon. If Upsilon, for some reason, at the end, hates you and you hate it and nothing works, then you can. Submit it by mail to me, worst case, if that doesn't work either, put it somewhere on Erda where it gets a timestamp. And worst case, it refuses to do something. Well, make sure you make a zip file and send me sort of a screen dump of the fact that you have a zip file at some hour of some size, and then we'll figure it out. Don't despair, okay? And then what will happen is that Carl and I will sit and, see how the different solutions come out and how they correlate and whatnot. And then the plan is to report that on next Wednesday. Yeah. All right, Simone, you have a question. It seems that Upsilon has a required minimum file size. At least I received some emails saying that the file was not accepted. So I had to zip them before you could hand them in. All right, let me just ask, did anybody else see that? Well, it's not the mail, because the mail doesn't like Python, but all right, which means you probably need to rename the extension. Why do you need that for Upsilon? Man, I am flabbergasted at KUIT here. So, but you're welcome to rename the ending with an additional dot something, just so that we can see what it should be changed to. Not going to be fun, but if you do it, and also Emil and others, I think you get a warning that it was small, but it's a warning. Anyway, zipping your file is a very good way of doing it. It makes it small, it collects it in one go, and that what we will then get an unzip and attack. So let me actually write that out. All right. Yeah, if there are anybody in doubt of what to submit how, well, then I will be around until 5 o'clock today, and you're welcome to write me privately in the chat or by mail. Yeah, then I would love to go to stop sharing here, and well, actually continue sharing, but going to the final project. Because for the final project, we have here, we have some groups, and I'm almost thinking that I have the updated version of what that looks like. Uploaded now. No, that was it. Okay. Anyway, I'll upload that shortly. So, but there is about 10 to 15 people who are not yet in projects and that I haven't heard from. About 10. And, I would love to hear from them. The other people I would love to hear from are people who feel they don't have any data to work on for the final project. And for that, I would say, have a look at what we call backup data sets. And perhaps that's a bad word or naming, because it sounds like you couldn't find something, we'll hand you something. No, these are perfectly good data sets that you can use for the project. And I can say that there are two groups of size 5 and 2 who are working on the idea I didn't put it in the list here. The idea of trying to see if they can reconstruct neutrino events in the it is here. Neutrino direction or neutrino events in general in the ice cube experiment. So if there are people who feel that that could be a fun project and would like to join a group of two persons already, just write me. Uni says you got a zip file, but it was blocked. But did you submit it to Upsilon? You have to submit it on Upsilon. And Jorgen asks if it's okay to send 3 Python scripts. That's perfectly fine. That's good. Ah, Roni, it's about the final project. That gives troubles. And Marta asks if it's okay to submit several scripts. Yes, it's okay. All right. And then, all right, so for the coming part of the session, the idea is, for those of you who want to work on the small project, I think you should just sit and work on it right now. And if and when you have problems or questions or anything, you're welcome to just write on the chat either to everyone locally or write me a mail and so on. I'll be here till 5, so will others. So that's one thing. And then meanwhile, I will go start the sort of prodding people asking, look, for the final project, do you have a subject and do you have data? And if you don't have data by the end of the week, then I think, frankly, by the end of the week, you should choose one of these. And remember the end of the week, that's Wednesday this week. Now, what do we have? Well, we have both astronomical data, and Brian has a lot of image data, and I have a lot of particle physics data. So that's the very least we have. And remember, you don't need to know something about astronomy or industrial machines or particle physics to do a project in machine learning on this. There's no domain specific things involved in these. Yeah. So without further ado, I'll start writing to people regarding the final project and data, that's about it. Any final questions here, just speak up.
Have you come by some further information on whether we can access a GPU through ADA?
It seemed the answer was no, because it wasn't that simple. Carl, do you have anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, there are no GPUs. You can't get access to the GPUs, so no.
So Google Colab is, I would say, the best option.
Yes, that or Kaggle. On Kaggle, you can also use 30 hours a week on that GPUs.
All right, I'll start by updating all the groups on the final project and then probe around to ask if people have data.
Troels?
Yes.
Yeah, about the just a moment. Yeah, about the format, we need to submit a TXT file in a CSV format, right?
Yes.
Any good tips on how to convert non-PRAs with only the data into the correct format?
Well, you make a... All right, Haider already wrote it. And much better. That's code. Can you see it, Sven?
Yeah, I can. Hey, Haider, does that... Can you hear me? Yeah. Does that... make the array into a column with the data and the other column with the index number?
I think this is without the index number.
Yeah, it's without the index number. So I'm only doing classification, regression, clustering, so it's only giving one number. It's a sample times one array. So it only gives one number per row.
Exactly.
Which is okay if you feel confident that you give the right ones. Both will work.
Yeah, you can just check the file after.
So it's not necessary to make a list of index and event numbers, or is it only okay with the...
No. Those are the two formats, with or without index number. We accept both.
Is there any advantages of using one over the other?
Not really. The reason for putting an index number would be in case people are in doubt what data it was, and it refers to an, you know, case number or event number.
But how will you guys be able to know if, for example, we classified an electron or not electron if we don't put the index number?
Because we assume you submitted in the order you read it.
Oh, yes, that makes sense.
Of course, if you randomize the order, then we would like an index.
Okay, so if we submit like in the correct order, then we don't need to put an index.
Exactly.
Okay.
Charles, I have a question.
Yes, it is.
It says that like on the regression, it said training only on two electrons, and it gives the labels p_truth. I wonder if that's a typo and it should be just truth.
On the page you see here, it's just truth, right?
Right. Later it says on problem statement.
Truth equal one, but that's not it.
No, it's in a different place. Okay, anyway, it's just truth, right?
Yeah.
It's on the bottom, on the upper part, I think, if you go up. Yeah, there. Yeah, a bit to the left. Yeah. P two below, yeah, second line. Two electrons, P truth equal one. Just right to your mouse.
Ah, here. Yeah. That should just be truth. Yeah. There isn't.
No. Okay. Cool. Thank you.
I can just update that.
Oh, and trolls. When we submit the data, it doesn't matter if we submit it in a column or a row.
That shouldn't make a difference, but you need the enter after each, right? You know, new line.
Okay, so it's like a column. Okay.
Yeah.
I also have a question, if it's okay.
Of course.
I noticed that some of the predict probability methods returns a probability of either being one label or the other, so either noise or either electrons. So I was just wondering, does it play a role on your end whether I include the probability of being an electron instead of the probability of being noise?
If you switch what is zero and one?
No, well, my output is a probability of being noise and then a probability of being an electron. I get two numbers for one event.
Yeah, I would choose the probability of being an electron.
Okay.
So that it follows, so that it tries to get as close as it can to the label.
Okay. Thank you.
False?
Yeah.
If you do see something like, I assume if someone uploads a solution where like it maybe got 10% of the elections right, that you might want to reverse it and see if that suddenly helps.
We will check for these things. Don't worry.
Okay.
We are hard, but we're not nasty.
Told?
Yes?
Could you give an introduction to the solution reader? Because I get some output that I don't really like. Understand, I don't know if it passed us or not.
Okay, for that, I actually suggest that instead of me going through it, that you write privately to Carl for it. So maybe, if many of you want to go through it, I suggest a separate meeting with Carl, because I think that's beyond the scope of sitting here going through code for that. But I'll just write a specific problem to him.
Okay, thanks.
I also didn't understand the solution reader.
Okay. Carl, does it make sense we make a... You know what? If you write me in the chat, then I can make a breakout meeting with Carl and whoever writes me in the chat.
Sure.
Oh, and the trolls. I estimated the energy of the electrons and the background, but I don't know if it's supposed to be like this. Both had similar energies.
The label for the background is sometimes, I would say dodgy, because it might be a very high energy particle, but it just didn't leave that much in the calorimeter. But you know, the label will be high energy, which is why I would say it's best to say I train only on true electrons, and then apply it to everything.
Well, that's what I did, but I think when I take the mean at least of the background signals, then it does give an energy which is like 3 times lower, but I don't know if that's significant.
No. That's typical. That's exactly what to be expected. So don't worry.
Okay, thank you. I was about to have a breakdown here.
No. They don't have the same energy spectrum.
I got a standard deviation of about 1.
I'm not sure what. Perhaps you should write me in the chat instead, so you can write it exactly.
Good idea.
Tools in the solution file that we hand in, is it then okay to have the event number or index start with 0 instead of 1?
You should start with 0.
Perfect. That's what I did.
In fact, if you look at what I'm sharing, that's exactly what we suggest.
Right? I read it. Perfect. Yeah, I saw it wrong before.
Cool. And if for some reason we think that what we got in was random, this is probably one of the things we'll check. All right, everyone, hang in there. I'm going to try to make a breakout session for those who wrote, but if all things fail, then we might have to rejoin the meeting. I don't think so, but just so that you've been warned that that might be happening now.
Troels?
Yes.
So this is a question about feature importance. I've had a lot of trouble with getting Sharp to work, so I ended up just using the features that was deemed important when I made from my decision tree model and used that for the regression and the clustering thing as well, because I had to do something.
That's cool.
Yeah, but yeah, my question is, does it make any sense to assume that what is important for a decision tree is also important for a neural network trying to regression or cluster?
This was actually also a question to Brian, and yes, they are important also to the other one. The thing is, each input feature contains some amount of information about the true answer. And it doesn't matter what method you're using, it will still reflect that true information in it. Whether it can use it fully, that depends on how good a model you make. But if the ranking is reasonable, then it applies to both.
All right.
Cool.
Cool.
Welcome back, Carl and company. Did you manage?
Yes.
All right. If there's an updated version, please send it, then I'll post it.
Not yet, but I have a list of two changes I need to make.
All right. Cool. Make them at will and send it. It would be good if it was before the end of the day, so that if you can.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It would make sense, yeah.
And if anybody has any problems with it, don't hesitate to write me. I'll be on my computer for most of the evening, night.
Okay, are they that fundamental?
No. That was just a general note.
Okay.
I have a workshop on Zoom from America tonight, so.
Yeah. All right. Cool.
Tools. So how good do you expect our algorithms to be? Like, do we have a target of an error? Like, how small do you expect it to be?
I have no, there's no reference, there's no target. I know what is possible for this data set, but that's purposely left open.
So it's like a 10% error good enough?
I don't know how you define a 10% error, but don't worry too much. Remember how little performance actually was.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Hi, Troels. So I have a question about what kind of solutions you want. So I've done more than the three required solutions, but I also have a lot of more or less failed solutions. Do you want everything or just a few good ones?
Well, A, we have a rule that no matter what you submit, it will not drag down from the others. Okay? So if you submit a good and a bad, then it will be the best one that we rank based on. Now, remember, maximum three for each case. I would choose the three best for that. Or maybe if one is slightly inferior but very different, then I would include that one. And if you have two good models and 10 bad ones, all based on the same principle, I would take the two good ones. Does that answer your question most?
Yes.
Cool.
Then I have a question like regarding some of the same thing. Do you care if there is irrelevant information in our code? So like stuff that we decided not to include?
No, that's fine. You don't need to clean up your code.
Okay.
No need for that. That's limited to what we ask. I mean...
Also, I think you're muted.
Carl. How exactly do I save the variable list? Because the save txt is giving an error. It wants like real numbers, but I have a list of strings.
All right, that was not a question for me. Or
no, that was how to save the variable list with NumPy save txt. TXT. Rasmus wrote percent s. So if you add that as a parameter.
Okay, I'll try that now. That worked. Thank you very much, sir. What's his name? Thank you very much, Rasmus. Troels or Carl, do you know if I can submit a version of this solution now and continue working on it and then submitting it again, an updated version? I'm just worried in case my computer crashes or something.
Yeah, I think you can do that At least you were able to do that back when I was using Epsilon as a student. So it would. I don't think they changed that.
Okay. Yeah. Are you certain?
Yes. Yeah. Like you could edit it, your solutions. And in case Epsilon is not cooperating, you can always send a mail.
Oh, okay. Yes, thank you. True. Thank you so much.
Alrighty, everyone, meaning the tough few that remains. We're nearing 5 o'clock, and I will simply cut the recording here and see you on Wednesday and end the meeting and see you on Wednesday. And the plan there is to talk about generative adversarial network and also about the ImageNet competition and what that gave. And we will be focusing on final projects for all the exercises there. Meanwhile, enjoy. And yeah, and again, don't stress too much over handing in the small project. Well, if it doesn't work, send it by mail or drop it on ERDA. We will work it out, and Carl and I will read mail tomorrow also about how things went. Cool. Cheers.